That's the perfect intro. Hello, my name is Jared Kieber. This is the PGPC podcast. I'm your host. As always, if you want to drop us a line, you can go to our website, www.PrinceGeorgePentecostalChurch.com. You did warn me that would happen. .com. And you can check out the sermon links on there and the series podcasts. Well, today I am joined by a special crew. I have three friends with me, and as you could probably hear off the top, there was a bit of laughing because we were trying to be quiet. And honestly, I was the one who wouldn't shut up. That's pretty accurate, hey? So I'm going to give my friends here an opportunity to introduce themselves. So we'll start at my left. You can say your name, how old you are. Don't say your school, though. We went over that because we're not going to give out that type of information. So why don't you go ahead?
My name is Bree.
Bree, how old are you, Bree?
I'm 15, turning 16 in a week.
16 in a week. That's driver's license territory.
Yeah. Yes.
You
probably
guys
not getting my driver's license, but
you guys get kind of hooped on the driver's license. I had my L for 6 months.
Yeah.
You guys have to have it for like ever.
A year.
A year. My dad had it for like a week.
How long do you have to have your N for now?
A year.
Yeah. I
think it might
be
two, actually. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know if it's two.
That's fair.
I don't trust myself driving, so.
I don't trust my wife driving.
But she drives the truck.
I should not have said that because she may listen to this. Don't tell her that I said that.
Hi, Caitlin.
So let's keep going. What is your name and age?
My name is Matthew, and I'm 15. I'm turning 16 pretty soon. Not as soon as her, but pretty soon. And I'm actually studying for my L.
You studying is a good idea.
Yeah, because I took an online course and failed.
Yeah.
Horribly.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
Hi, I am Thaddeus. I am 15, and I gotta wait till November.
November, and then it'll be winter, so driving's gonna be even more fun.
Yep.
Yeah, mine's in March. That's gonna be fun,
March,
too.
So you get, but you're getting into the spring, then it's not so
bad. It's all slushy, though.
It's true. I've got to qualify this now. Matt warned me that he was going to be burping a significant amount because he consumed copious amounts of coffee at lunch.
Good job, Matt.
And so if you hear that, it's not me. It's not Thad. It's not Bree. It is Matt.
It is me.
I'm pretty sure that's definitely a female burp there.
Well, I guess we're pinning it on Bree now, apparently.
Yeah.
So, we have now met you. We know what your voices sound like, and I have a couple questions for you. And the whole purpose of this, I kind of dropped in on you guys. So, our youth director recruited you.
Yes.
Thad, you're actually a sit-in, so you, like, 5 minutes ago didn't know that this was happening.
No.
So, thank you. You were kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not, and you were peer-pressured by Matt. So, I'm sorry for that.
Yep. I forgot I was going to do it until Tiffany picked me up.
But I am glad that you're here. Thad, we met the first time. It was Halloween?
Yep.
I think so. And I liked you immediately, mostly because you were nice to me. Mm. And so that was good. So the whole purpose of this is, whether you guys know it or not, I think a lot of society in the West is actually afraid of teenagers. They don't really understand how you guys think. They don't really understand how to relate to you. And so it's kind of like this situation with wild animals. And I'm not saying that you guys are the wild animals, but you know when it's like they're at least as afraid of you as you are of them. I feel like that's how a lot of adults view teenagers, which is really crazy because you guys wouldn't think that, correct?
Some adults are kind of scary.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yes, that is very fair. Wait.
There's a fly on...
On
I honestly don't care.
That's okay. All right, so
it's the middle of winter.
And
is it dead?
No.
It's just because it's so warm in here, maybe. I don't know. It's not really that warm, though. We're all wearing sweaters and I'm in a coat. So there's this I think, lack of understanding of who you guys are, what you guys like. And so I thought it'd be a good idea and opportunity to sit down with some teenagers and introduce you guys and let some people hopefully listen. Matthew, you asked me how many people listen. I was like, I don't know, maybe one or two. So hopefully a few people will get something out of this.
Yeah.
Best part of your average week is the first question that I have for you guys. I think that's maybe a good insight.
Weekend.
What is the best? The weekend. That's Matt. Okay, so Matt, the best part of Matt's average week is the weekend. I think that's because you get to see me Sunday morning.
No, it's because I work and make money.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with in my head that it's because you get to see me. Bree, best part of your average week?
Seeing my friends.
Seeing your friends. Where do you primarily see your friends, school or outside of school?
Usually school. And also seeing my cats at home, because they're great.
Cats. You're a cat person.
Not really. I'm more of a dog person.
That's redemption.
Used to be actually terrified of cats. I would not be able to sleep in a room with them at all.
That's fair. Yeah. I really don't like cats.
Hey. No.
I'm sorry. When I was younger, my sister had a cat named Peaches, and I slept in the basement room, and every morning at like 5 a.m., Peaches would be at my door, and I'm in high school. I did not want to be up at 5 a.m.,
yeah.
And Peaches would be like, and I would literally, the SPCA is going to come after me because of this story. I would grab her and I'd walk her up the stairs and open the door and I would just like throw her. I'm like, do not do that anymore. And you'd think that she would learn. Mm-hmm. She did not learn.
My cat got killed by an osprey.
That's
an honorable death.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure she probably almost killed it too because that cat was crazy. And now we have this fat one. Its name is Pecan, and my brother's the only one that really likes it.
Fat cats are nice.
Yeah.
She smells bad, and she's full of dandruff. We got her for free, though, so.
I don't know how to segue that. Dad, what is the best part of your average week? How do you follow that up?
I don't know, just leave it there and don't go back to it anyway. My best part of the week is just, I don't know, seeing friends, I guess?
Seeing friends.
I don't know.
So we've got working on the weekend, making money for you, and for you guys seeing friends. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good cross section. Now you don't have to share something you don't want to share here, but what's kind of the thing in your week that's difficult for you? You're like, man, I wish that did not have to happen. Why don't we start reverse order? Thad.
Waking up.
Yes. Monday morning.
Bree.
The hardest part of my week is just dealing with my depression, I guess. Because mm-hmm. that sucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I have been there, and it does suck.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. Changes your entire life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, like, to know.
Especially when you're depressed for no reason. It's like, huh.
Yeah, I hear you. For me, and I actually did a podcast episode on mental illness. I think it was the first episode that I ever did. And for me, I never thought that depression would be something that I would deal with. And when I ended up being depressed, I couldn't. It was amazing the way that it just takes away your ability to function. Yeah. So I totally get that. I think it's interesting. You know, Matt, you're the odd one out here, but Thad and Bree, you guys talk about seeing friends.
Yeah,
being a, I don't have
hey,
any
what
friends.
You, mean?
You do have
you.
Friends.
Yeah, the entire football team's there for you all the time, man.
I know.
So what does friendship look like for you? And I guess let's leave it open. If you guys are going to define friendship, what does that look like?
You know what? There's a story I have to tell you.
All right,
so exactly today at school, a kid who was on medication hit a vape with 50 Nick. He had a seizure and fell over his head and got knocked unconscious, and his best friend was in there, and he went running out of the change room screaming and crying for a teacher to come and help. Like, that's friendship right there.
Being willing to look out for someone. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Good illustration.
I thought that's kind of perfect, and that happened just today at lunch, or not lunch.
I would say nice. But it's not nice that actually happened.
No, it's not
it's
nice.
It's terrible, but that is like a well-timed story.
He's okay, though. He just had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, because I think he was unconscious, but I think he's back up now. That's what I heard, at least at school.
So what else does Thad's over here poking the mic? You're kind of like, what do I do with this thing? So growing up, I did music stuff, and the thing that they taught me is almost like you're almost kissing the mic, and then you talk into it. Give it a shot there, like ABCD. Blah is not ABCD.
It's close enough.
All right, we'll go with that. What else makes, if you're thinking friendship, how would you define it?
More like an extended family.
An extended
you're not
family
related to by blood.
That's good. I like that. That's good.
Jacob's my friend.
Yeah, he's family and friend.
Yeah,
you can have both.
It's because you live in Shelley. I shouldn't have said that. I'm gonna edit that out afterwards with like a beep.
Yeah, okay. That's why I don't have That's why no one really comes over with me.
Yeah.
No one hangs out with
me. So if you're listening, there should be a dead spot there where I said that Matt lives blank, and I can't do that. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away a minor's location. Not going to do it. I'm going to figure out how to edit that out. Friendship. Let's come back around to this. We are an ADD group of individuals. Any thoughts to add there, Bree?
That friendship is just basically like someone being there for you when you need it, and them like just being there for them.
That's good. I think that's a good answer. And then you've got these guys over here who are just being typical dudes.
I think I could make myself burp now.
All right, how do you guys talk?
Unbelievable. That one was
What's it all?
How do you guys communicate with your friends?
I talk to them.
You talk to them
with words.
Yeah. With words.
No one, everyone like Snapchats and all that. I can't do that.
Yeah,
you're,
no.
You're old school.
Yeah. Up close and personal, it's way better.
Yeah,
true.
That's interesting because I thought you guys were gonna be like, man, I text them. Like, I just text.
I only text if I have to.
Yeah, I text people if, like, yeah, I don't talk to people.
I don't talk to people outside of school, really, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Because not many people talk to me outside of school.
I think you have too many introverts here, not enough extroverts.
Yeah. That might be the case. That's okay, though, because I think it's encouraging to hear that there's still the desire for face-to-face communication. That's a good thing. So, you guys don't know this, but I'm probably about, you probably actually do know this, I'm about the same age as the internet, and so when I was younger, we had dial-up internet. You guys know what dial-up internet is. You're like, I've heard stories.
Jared, aren't you the same age as the dinosaurs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. I've seen a few.
Internet started a long time ago.
I had a pet dinosaur when I was younger.
Nice.
Dial-up internet, this legend, and when we got dial-up internet, we also got this thing called MSN. Are you guys familiar with MSN?
So like,
yeah.
It was like early texting, except it was online.
Oh, like email, kind of?
It was like an instant email.
Yeah.
So you'd chat back and forth.
Also, like, you had your normal, like, picture thing.
Make sure you're talking right into the mic. I want people to hear what you're saying.
Right into the mic.
Right into that sucker.
Okay, and then it was like, you got your picture thing and then your name that you thought up of.
Yeah.
It was just that, also that satisfying sound of the keyboard.
What happens if you touch the mic?
Nothing will happen if you touch the mic. You nailed MSN, though. That's basically what it was. And for me, it was always like, I would hope that the person that I had a crush on would be on MSN, but then I didn't actually want to talk to them because I didn't want to come across as being like overly aggressive, and it was this whole thing. But it was kind of like the early version of texting, and so that's how we started this whole texting phenomenon. Now, I think that's where it really started, is with Eminem, not with Eminem, not with the rapper Eminem, or with the candy Eminem. With MSN.
I don't like either one of those.
The candy's good, and the rapper is actually pretty good also.
I like the old Raptor.
We're all just messing up words here.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But I really hate the food.
See, I'm out on M&Ms, like the chocolate ones, but the peanut M&Ms.
Oh yeah,
those are good.
The caramel M&Ms are really
never
good.
Heard of those.
I had those for the first time yesterday. I was unsure of them for a while, but I think I enjoy
great.
Them. I don't think I'd want to eat large amounts of them though.
Yeah, you can't.
Can eat a bag at a time, like one of the bigger bags.
Nice, love it.
I ate a bag of mini eggs last night. Mini eggs are the...
So, in the last 24 hours, Matt, you're going off coffee and mini eggs is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I actually had both today.
That's incredible.
Good job, Matt.
Thanks. Now you're living off of water.
So...
Yeah, I have lots of water. I have two things of water.
You're going to be running in a minute.
Yeah, like, probably.
Come back. So, obviously, you guys are coming here, and the building that we're in is a church. And so I am interested to get your guys' take on a bit of Christianity.
We're missing 4C.
We are. What makes you a friend was the question there. 4C, Thaddeus picked that up. And I think your illustration actually kind of covered that, and you guys were agreeing with that. Is there anything you want to add to that? What makes you a friend? Anyone?
No, we should be good. Let's go.
Talking. Yeah.
There we go. The consensus is. All right. So we're in a church building. And so part of what we do is we consider ourselves Christians. And my question to you guys is, when it comes to Christianity, would you consider yourself, and you can go into as much detail or not as you want, and it's perfectly fine wherever you're going to fall on this. Would you consider yourself committed, curious, skeptical, or you don't really care one way or the other? Anybody willing to kind of weigh in on where you're at with that?
I'm committed, but at the same time, though, I still have all the questions and everything. Like, what's my purpose and all that? And like,
yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Bree on that one. I'm committed. I come to church every Sunday, listen to you talk or make chili.
Yeah,
that was
good chili, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't make it actually.
Yeah,
I made the juice.
We had a chili lunch fundraiser at our building this past Sunday, so that's what Matt and I are talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
It was good chili. A little bit spicy, but it was still good.
Yeah, I made juice.
Spicy food's gross.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's really
it is.
Good.
That's, it burns your tongue and it's like, eh.
I can't do it.
I can't
Neither
either.
Can
I'm,
I.
I can drink my own straight hot
I'm
sauce.
Too white for this.
That's awesome. So I went to India a couple years ago. Actually, it was a number of years ago now. And we ate at this barbecue place. And it literally, you just had to keep eating. Because the second you stopped, your face was like sweating. It was so spicy. I'm pretty sure that's the place that I also contracted salmonella. And I lost about 17 or 18 pounds in like a week.
Wait.
Damn.
Oof.
You got salmonella?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was nasty. I was working at a golf course at the time. And I'd be out on the golf course mowing the lawn, and what salmonella does is it makes you have to, like, poo all the time. And so I just have to book it across on these slow tractors as fast as I could to the outhouse, and I'm pretty sure everybody was just watching me going, what is going on?
Yeah.
I had salmonella. That's what was going on. And it was not a lot of fun.
I wouldn't presume it would be.
Okay.
That sounds like fun.
I saw you whisper your response to this. Are you comfortable saying?
I personally don't know where I am on Christianity.
Yeah.
So
I like that, and I was really hoping we would get somebody here who would be in that vein, because I think it's good for us to be able to interact.
I guess it was a good thing I got dragged in.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how it goes, man. So as much as you know about Christianity, and we're sitting here going, there's some questions, there's some, like, committed, but I don't know. There's some stuff I don't get. There's the man, I just don't know where I fall on it. There's the skeptics. And all of that, as much as you understand about Christianity or what you know about it, what appeals to you most about it? What's the thing that you look at and go, that's really good?
You get to go to heaven.
You get to go to heaven?
If you're good.
Anything else? You'd be like, I just don't know.
You have someone there that, like, always loves you, that no matter what.
You can pray and ask for guidance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, that's okay. We're okay with that.
You're the skeptical one.
What part of Christianity is hardest for you to swallow or to buy?
If you mess up, you go to hell.
Okay.
That's scary.
Forgiveness, then you can go.
Yeah,
it's true. I don't know if everybody heard what you said, because you're kind of working it out. You said if you get forgiveness, then you go to, and you point it up.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of the direction we're going.
The fact that you never really see him in that, it's like, I've had my religious experiences in that, and I've like felt the Holy Spirit and all that. But, like, I've never seen him, and there's still, like, all those moments where I still am, like, questioning whether he actually is real or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had one of those really big experiences, but I still believe.
Yeah.
Oh, at Chubb Lake and History Maker, both of those, I ended up sobbing.
Yeah.
It was.
History Maker was good.
History Maker.
Everyone
was good.
Cried but me and Justin.
Justin doesn't cry.
I ended up sobbing at both of those.
That's fair.
Jacob cried a lot.
Jacob cried a lot.
Oh, God. That everyone saw mascaras, like, running down my face. It was
so
fun.
So what was going on there that was making you emotional? What was causing that response?
It was just like we're at Chubb Lake. I was praying in that, and then like just thanking him for a lot of things, and just it got to like personal type of things also about my mental health and that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just randomly got me feeling like got all these emotions. I was filled with way too many emotions, and I started sobbing, and then ended up being like extremely happy after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then like, sobbing again, and then being like the happiest I've been. It's probably one of my best memories at Chubb Lake.
History maker, everyone, like the entire.
Make sure you're talking right into the mic there.
Sorry.
That's okay.
At history,
it's an acquired skill.
Yeah. At History Maker, the pastor, Mike, forget his last name.
I forget it.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Pilavachi. He was snazzy.
Yeah. He was Mike Pilavachi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The was he?
The Greek? British guy?
Greek or
he
British?
Was from the UK.
Yeah, UK.
The British guy.
Yeah, and it was really good. He just felt like he had to call in the Holy Spirit, and mm-hmm. he was calling in waves of the Holy Spirit, and it really, like, happened. You could tell.
And then
people were, there was, like, a wave of people that were crying.
And then when there was, like, he was calling out to see, like, people who were, like, who struggle with this and having people pray for them and that. And then, like, it got to the point where someone, he was like, I have a feeling that someone in here, like, got into like a car accident or something like that, I'm pretty sure it was. And yeah. then like, and they said like specifically like what happened in that, and then someone was like, whoa, that's me.
Yeah, one person just that. Put up their hand, and then he said another thing. I remember there
he
was
said a lot of random.
Yeah, there's a lot of random things that just a few people put up their hands and it actually yeah. happened. I think there's a one that I prayed for a kid who was just told before that he was not planned. So, and he put up his hand, so I went and prayed for him, me and Justin. Yeah, because we weren't crying.
Because we weren't crying. We could see that they were putting up their hand.
That yeah. night I ended up sobbing, but also praying for, like, a lot of people. There was one girl who was, like, pretty young. I think she was only, like, 12. And she was at the stage literally sobbing. And, like, I just felt the need to go over there and pray for her. And that.
Even Rolf was crying.
I shouldn't say this because it's going to be... Rolf is like Waterworks, man.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Super sensitive guy. Super sensitive.
Big hockey player guy.
He's going to beat me up now, though.
Yeah.
We won't let him listen to this.
Okay. He probably doesn't.
Probably not.
He's old.
There's only like three people who do. Now there's going to be you three. You're going to be like, I want to hear what I sounded like.
I don't like podcasts.
Anything.
2 ASMR.
Thanks, Matt, for helping me plug this. anything else, you guys, on the hard to buy part that stands out?
Not really. We kind of mostly covered it.
Yeah. I think that's it.
So, I'm a church history nerd, which not a lot of people are. I found that. I talk to people like, hey, let's talk about church history. And they look at me like I'm... I don't know. They
crazy?
Like you guys are looking at me like right now.
Because you're crazy.
That's the look. Exactly. So there's a guy named Cyprian who lived like within 200 years of Jesus living. And there's a quote from Cyprian. And he says, no one can have God as his father who doesn't also have the church as his mother. And the idea of that was that oftentimes we try and separate Jesus from his people, the church. And he's kind of saying, you can't really do that. And so rather than, you know, going off on that, what I'd like to do, because it seems like teens especially, like your guys' age group, the church in a lot of ways hasn't appealed to you guys. And you could argue with me on that maybe. But my question is for you guys is, what could this church do that would mean a lot to you personally?
I don't know. It's already been great so far. So,
how so?
Well, I've always have enjoyed my time here. So,
yeah, we have.
To me, there hasn't been much thing to change.
Yeah.
At least for me, that is.
Yeah, we have Mario Kart for the Wii, so that's really nice.
That's fun. And Mario Party.
Mario Kart.
Mario Party is better.
Table tennis, air hockey, foosball. This place
we get free dinner. Learn about the Lord and Savior the Jesus Christ. The only
thing I'm not too good at in church is listening to you talk.
You're killing me.
Doze off eventually.
I can't sit in one place for too long and just listen. Like, school, I can't do that. I have to, like, play with something.
That's fair. I'm a fidgeter.
Yeah.
It helps me focus.
I love just sitting there and listening to people talk. I probably should go to church more often.
It depends what they're talking about. If it's something I'm really into, which there's a lot of things I'm not, like really, really into, like hobbies. I do like football. I can listen to people talk for a while, and that's really it.
Football.
Yeah, football.
We were talking about that before we came in here. I said that I'm going to join your guys' high school football team. I'm going to be the Tom Brady of high school football.
Me and Thaddeus are on the same team.
Yeah.
I don't do sports.
Here's a question for you guys that isn't on here. You need advice for something. Who do you go to?
I usually go to my peers because they're the people I'm... Well, my friends, because they're the people I'm closest to.
My cousin, my dad. Sometimes I pray if it's really bad, but I should pray more. And... Or I just try to handle it myself, which doesn't end well.
Yeah.
How about you, Thad?
I tend to just not bother with it. So, for me, I either try and deal with it myself or not ask and not worry about it.
You're a dude. That's a man thing. We don't ask for advice.
Yeah, I don't like going to others for advice, personally.
So, now that I've said that, I'm going to give you guys some advice. One of the things that your guys' generation, like your guys' age group, does a lot of is actually exactly what you said, Bree. You go to each other for advice. And I don't think that that's always bad, but I think that you're also missing out on a lot of experience. People who have been around the block. And somehow, for me, I really would love to see older people investing in you guys and being able to share some of their life experience. And it's difficult because we go back all the way to that wild animals thing where I feel like sometimes you're looking at anybody who's over like 25 and going, yeah, they don't really relate. And anybody over 25 is looking at teens and they're like, how do I relate? And so I don't know how to bridge that gap, but I would say to anybody who's listening to this and to you guys that the more purposeful we are in bridging those gaps where we have people in our lives who have different life experience, both younger and older, I think we actually will benefit from it. Does that make sense?
I'd say the only thing to really bridge that gap is to forget the differences and just talk to each other.
Dude, I actually fully agree. The hard part is actually doing that, though, right?
Man or woman up.
Yeah, I also agree with that. That's a good thought. Last question, and we got to wrap up here because you guys are going to have your free dinner here soon. Woo! My kids are going to be here soon because my wife is picking them up and then dropping them off here. And as soon as that happens, it's just crazy.
We won't talk about comment on your wife before, okay?
Yeah.
She's a bad driver.
One thing, this is your opportunity. She's actually a pretty good driver. I was mostly saying that. There are other things that I bug her about, but she's a pretty decent driver.
My grandma, she's a crazy driver.
We're going to move on now. One thing that you maybe people who are listening to this podcast.
Hashtag road rage.
Would. If you could share one thing about your age group for people who are listening to this that you would like people to know. What would it be?
Stay away.
Was that stay away or stay awake?
Stay away.
Stay awake.
Just kidding.
That's terrible advice.
I'm just
That's
kidding.
The opposite of what we're trying to do here,
man. It was a joke, you guys. I don't know. Some of the kids are pretty crazy, though. Like that whole fad about vaping. That's just insane. Yeah. Like I said, it knocked a kid out. He was on medication and he went to the hospital. My neck hurts.
Yeah.
We just want to be loved.
Be there.
Be there.
That's all we ask.
That's good.
Speaking for our entire generation. Just want to be loved.
Except for the more edgy ones. We don't know about those ones either.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to be loved and cared about.
That's just, good.
I don't want to be think that adults are afraid of me.
I feel like we miss what's that word?
Introduction?
No, interpreted.
Misinterpreted.
Yeah, the question a little bit.
No, I think you guys are actually. I think that's great. Really? And I don't think that, you know, just to end this, when I say adults, when I use that term like fear, I think there's more just a
misunderstanding.
Yeah. How do I relate? And so I think the more that we can help each other's age groups understand each other and relate to each other, the more that we'll end up having those conversations like you're talking about, the more that we'll be able to love on each other and invest in each other. And I think that that will ultimately result in some good things happening. Matt is chugging his water bottle. We had laughing on the way in. We'll have that on the way out. Thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next episode.
My neck hurts.
Do it.
We
should do this more often. Next time we should talk about politics.
No! That's a sensitive...